Politics. Humphrey is our guest. Your calls are coming up at about the 20 after. I got a lot of questions I want to go over with George. So it's all fiat currency, about 1.5% of all the fiat money they've got out there in zeros and ones and computers is physical paper money. You've got people then who lose their houses, their cars, their lives for just made up fiat, but it's a contract they've signed, so it's through contract fraud. So this is a institutional fraud. This is an institutional fraud that makes Madoff, who was one of the top guys in this, you know, look like a choir boy. George, I want to go through a whole, you know, section of important questions here, but we've just witnessed what I would call one of the most important dates in the march of world government, this world tyranny. They're openly agreed today, $1.5 trillion for this new international body to issue their own monetized IMF World Bank supercurrency, that the United States will now fully go into the control of the system as every other nation will. They're calling it a world government. They're saying, and suddenly, Yetien Davignon in the EU Observer gave an interview. This is up on Infowars.com. And he bragged. It says that suddenly they're admitting world government, Bilderberg. They say, oh, at a meeting in June in Europe of the Bilderberg Group, an informal club of leading politicians, businessmen, and thinkers chaired by Mr. Davignon, could also improve understanding on future action the same way it helped create the euro in the 1990s, he said. And it says, he goes on to say, when we were having debates on the euro, people at Bilderberg events could explain why it was worth taking risk, and others for whom the formal policy was not believed in it yet, were not obliged not to listen and had to stand up and come up with real arguments. So we've gotten some Bilderberg documents before where they admit they set up the euro, but here they are admitting it. This is the group behind the European Union, the American Union, North American Union, you know, all of these things that are happening. So that's my question for you now. And then what will this system look like if they're successful? Why now is Fox News and CNN coming out and saying it is a world government, we will be ruled by a group of private bankers, but it's good? Or some of the shows say it might be bad. You know, all these years they knew this. So what does it mean now to have them emerging and admitting it?
Well, quite clearly, the G20 meeting that is taking place right now is the vortex of energy for the movement toward a total world bank and thus, and very shortly, a world government. They realize, the Illuminati realize, that with the impetus, with the momentum of the election of Barack Obama, and he is just one of the most amazing actors in the history of Western politics. He's much ahead of Ronald Reagan. Is that they have to act very, very quickly, because very, very quickly also the people of this world are waking up to the reality of the facade and the deception of Obama and his administration. And you and I have been aware of this for a long, long, long time, is that their tentacles are going out further and further and further, and that this G20 meeting is nothing more than creating a world bank right now. Now, if that happens, and the United States dollar no longer is the reserve currency of this world, Katie, bar the door for all the families, for all the businesses, for all the people of the United States. We have prospered for the last 50 years because the U.S. dollar was the reserve currency. And because of massive, massive greed, because of massive incompetence, because of theft, and because of every sort of shenanigans you can think of, the U.S. Treasury and the Fed have completely and 100% debased not only the economy of this nation, but the retirements and the future, economic future for the people of this country. This is really, really big stuff, friends. And this situation is so, so much bigger than 99% of the people in this country understand.
Well, the elite admit this is a world revolution, a scientific dictatorship. Let's come back, run through a laundry list of important questions I've got for you, then take calls for the balance of this transmission. Right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network, George Humphrey in studio. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Studied the New World Order, their own writings, their own statements. What will life be like under the New World Order if they're able to get the full system in place, this global regulatory micromanaging system?
Wow, that's a big question, Alex. And it's one that is, we really don't know. But we do know this, that power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This we know. Now, the question is whether our slave masters would be liberals in which they would just allow us to be and they would have full control of us, but they would cut off all of our freedoms and give us things like sports and entertainment to keep us occupied.
By the way, as you know, they have open discussions about that in major globalist publications.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Or whether they're going to be more tyrannical, in which they have repeatedly said that they need to cull the population down to less than a billion. That means that 5 out of every 6 people of this planet would be eliminated. Now, when you think about these concepts, they seem so far out. How could somebody like Barack Obama, who seems to have such kind eyes, be part of this? But all we have to do is go back in history, not 5,000 years or 2,000 years or even 500 years, but just in the last century. When Stalin came in, he eliminated over 25 million people of his own nation. He completely closed off the Ukraine and starved to death 14 million Russians because they weren't going along with his policies. Mao Zedong, another very, very charismatic guy, comes in and promises a new way, a better life. 5 years later, 55 to 60 million educated and working Chinese people had been exterminated. So to believe that this cannot happen is just denial. Now, that's why Alex is here, that's why I'm here, that's why you're listening. My intention and my focus is not to let us go down that path. We are not, an ounce of prevention, it's going to take a lot more of an ounce of prevention right now, is worth a pound of cure. But it's going to take the combined efforts of everyone, not just Alex and myself or David Icke or whoever, but you, the people listening out there, to first get yourself informed and to realize the real severity, the real seriousness, the reality of this point of time in our world. And all the prophecies for the last 4,000 years have pointed to this period of time. Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, Hopi Indians, Nostradamus, the whole group of people. But it doesn't take a prophecy to understand of the incredible first economic, then political, then cultural danger or changes that are taking place. Now, if we react in fear, and we're going to go right down their path. Because quite clearly, they have more money, they have more guns, they have more organization. But we have the secret weapon up our sleeves, and that is the universal truth. That is what many of us call God, because God doesn't create junk, and the universal creator of this planet doesn't want us to wipe ourselves out. We don't need to go down this road, and we have plenty of brain power, we have plenty of courage, and we have plenty of ability to turn this thing around, but we have to do it right now. And it starts with correct information. Then it takes a determination that you are going to stand up for what is right and just, and to connect with your friends, your family, your coworkers, to educate them. And then it is to organize people. And we have the Constitution, the Republic, history on our side. We are not the bad guys in this situation.
That's right. The globalists have been able to take over Russia with no history of freedom, China and others. It's going to be a lot tougher. That's why they've moved slower. They've incrementally tried to federalize the local areas. They've tried to slowly twist us, and I don't see them getting away with this too easily. Can you speak specifically to the issue that so many people before us and then today and what we've been doing for the last 15 years or so, you longer, the fact that we did read the globalist documents, we did warn people, the power of the fact that we planted those seeds, they're now sprouting. There's never been such an awakening. And planting seeds now, people, some of them won't listen. But as the next phase of what we say comes true, because we have their own blueprint, then our credibility gets even greater. And that in that is going to be our victory. It doesn't mean we're not going to go deep into the battle in the arena. Doesn't mean a lot of us aren't going to make it through this. It means that you have to understand this is part of destiny, humanity, a human choice, bigger than even the individual, in the whole development of the human species. This is what makes us strong, the wheat from the chaff, you know, the gold from the lesser metals. This is the purification. This is the great test. This is the great culmination, the great battle, as humans prepare to become a type one civilization, meaning survival of the species off planet. As we prepare, literally like a caterpillar about to turn into a butterfly, the globalists don't want that going to the next level.
Well, absolutely, Alex, and you say it so well. And quite clearly, this is a situation that has been going on for a long, long time. People such as George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, Mr. Ford from the Ford Motor Company, Charles Lindbergh, John Kennedy, Barry Goldwater, all were very clear about the dangers of globalism and the New World Order. And that's why our founding fathers, to a person, wrote about the decentralization of power, the keeping power in the states and returning power to the individuals. That's why we have the Bill of Rights. And is our Constitution perfect? No, but it's probably the best constitution and the best republic that has ever been created on this planet. And I, for one, am 100% behind the concepts and the higher ideals of our republic. Now, the question is what are we going to do about this? And the first thing is that we have to wake up. There are clearly people out there. There are clearly these souls out there that have what I consider to be a vampire consciousness. They believe that the only way that they are going to survive is by sucking the blood or the nutrition or the life force from others. And it is actually that bizarre at one different level. Now, clearly, then there are the other people, such as Alex and myself, who realize that this universe is infinite. There is infinite love. There is infinite abundance. There is infinite ability for all of us on this planet to live a healthy, positive, meaningful life if we work together with cooperation and under the rule of law, laws that are equal and just for all people, just like in the Republic. And that is what we are on the side of real law. The people who are in Washington, who have all the guns, all the money, are breaking the laws right in front of us. Now, in the vampire consciousness, they also have a rule that they have to tell us what they're going to do before they do it. And there was a movie about 10 years ago called Wag the Dog, in which it showed about how President Clinton had to create a war to get out of a situation with his intern. This movie was in the can 6 months before Bosnia or any of the other escapades took place. They always, these people in the Illuminati, are under a very deep secret societies that have their own laws. And they do tell us what they're going to do. And Alex and others have read these things, and we know what they want to do. It is not just about money. It's about power. Let me repeat that again. It's not just about money. They're taking our money, and they've got our money now. Now it's about power. Now, the question is that they can only take our power is if we give it to them. And clearly, I, many, many under other hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions of people, are becoming aware and saying, no, you're not going to do that. This is my life. This is my state. This is my country. This is my world. And we're not going to play your games. And friends, when I first became aware of this, it scared the heck out of me. But then as time went on, I found all these wonderful and vibrant new people, people who were alive in their spirit, who had beautiful hearts, who were so much, instead of just talking about how about those Longhorns or how about those Rangers or how about, you know, whatever it was, all the draft, you know, and I'm a sports fan. I'm a total sports junkie. But there's bigger and more exciting things to talk about also. And there is no better game in the world right now. And I say game in a very fanciful way.
It's life and death.
It's life and death. This is a very serious situation.
Well, that's what the British overlords in open books they write call how they play countries off against each other, how they control both parties, the manipulation. They call it the great game.
Absolutely. And it is a great game. It's like a chessboard game to them. Because for them, human life has no value. Again, for them, most of the people who are in the epicenter of the Illuminati, the power elite, are basically atheist. They are materialistic, secular atheist. And I have a different point of view about life. I believe that life is divine. I believe it is spiritual. I believe it is loving. And I believe that there is purpose. And every single person on this planet has a purpose and a reason for being here.
I need you to take up that destiny and truly go to the next level. You're not truly living until you do that. We got a break. Come back. Your phone call straight ahead. George Humphrey in studio with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The ecolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call ecolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit ecolablue at ecolablue.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Nathan, Brian, Mark, Sean, and others, we're going to your calls right now. Then folks will have to wait until the second Obama film comes out to hear all these questions. I've got about 50 of them here for you, George. We're going to rock it through after the show. But Ravel in Pennsylvania, you are on the air. Welcome.
We went through this the last time I called.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to give George headphones. Is there a pair there on the ground for you, George? They must have run off with them after they had them plugged in. Will somebody get George some headphones? Okay, Ravel, go ahead and ask me a question while we're getting him headphones.
Okay, the census. They're putting in millions of dollars into refining the census, censing us, because people are homeless and the foreigners, you know, whatever, immigrants, whatever. And they're trying, they said that they were going to take the stimulus money and take millions of dollars and put it into the census. Has anybody considered why they're suddenly coming out with that? While you're talking trillions of dollars, no one's going to notice a few million going into a census. That might be a very huge deal.
I have the complete answer for you since you asked the question. Would you like me to tell you exactly what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your instincts are correct there. Remember the big battle in 2000 when they said the census now isn't just how many people live in your house, but it's a 54-question deal, and then one out of six families got a multi-hundred one saying, do you own firearms? What type of toilet do you have? And what stocks and bonds do you have? And they started doing a business census and a farming census. And in the Constitution, they could only ask how many people live here to apportion the states to decide how many members of the House of Representatives do your state get for representation in voting. That's why California has the most members of Congress, because they have the biggest population. Texas has the second amount, and then Florida, and so on and so forth. That's all the census is for. Now the census is this Fifth Amendment violating. You're not supposed to be able to answer questions, even under torture. And they just mail you it. And then I got the big 54 question. I think every three homes got that. Every six homes got the multi-hunter. When I was here, everybody talking about it, I got in the mail the 54 question. And I said, me and my wife live here. It was my girlfriend at the time. We're now married. I said, there's two people here. And I filled it out and mailed it back. And a young punk came to my door. And I'll never forget, he parked halfway out in the street, kind of blocking the road over there where I lived. I told the story on air. And I even have video of it somewhere, never aired it. I got a video camera. I go to the door and go, what do you want? And he goes, listen, he has a little badge. He goes, you're going to be arrested if you don't fill this out. I go, show me the law. He goes, what's the law? And I said, no, here's the census form. It says you've only got to answer this question, and it threatens you with law. Up at the top of the form, it's a legal fraud.
Right.
But down here, there's all these questions. I'm not answering it. Get out of here. And he wouldn't leave. And I stepped out, and I said, did you hear me? I'm going to call the police. But see, most people buckle. And so now they're saying it's going to be first a yearly census, now a monthly census. And you're just going to have constant questions from the government. They threaten. It's just like there's no law to take vaccines, but they say, we'll arrest you if you don't do this. George, you want to comment on that?
Well, it's in the Constitution, and the Constitution is very clear, and you can't ask any other questions about who lives in your household. Period, paragraph, end of sentence. And either we have a Constitution or we don't have a Constitution. And it's like if you're playing a game of cards, does four of a kind beat two pair? Of course it does. But if they change the rules in the middle of the game, you get cheated. And I personally like the rules of the Constitution that are equal and just for all people.
It's dog training. They just constantly, with peer pressure and with a badge, with a uniform, you know, just say, this is the way it is.
Well, it's absolute intimidation, and it's also mind control together with ignorance. And I really want to stress the fact that the people of this nation are far, far more controlled subconsciously than they have any idea about. And this has been going on for years and years and years through the television, through our schools, through the food we eat, through all the political correctness. And the people of this country don't even realize how enslaved they are.
Absolutely. Ravel, your instincts are correct. Anything else? Okay, Nathan in Seattle. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks. I was calling because I wanted to plug... wanted to know if you ever had Ellen Brown on. And next thing was that I'm also calling because I don't really agree with George. I'm an atheist patriot, and I think the kind of rhetoric he's talking about is not really helpful because...
Well, sir, he wasn't saying... Hold on a minute. He wasn't saying you are New World Order. He was saying how the globalists identify most of themselves. I mean, correct, George?
Correct. And part of the Constitution is freedom of religion and beliefs. And if that is your belief, so be it. That's not my belief. But if I believe in the Constitution and real freedom, I allow you to be a Lutheran or a Catholic or a Jew or an atheist. And we can all live together.
Nathan, do you want to come back and make any more comments?
Yes.
All right, I'll put you on hold. We'll come right back to you after this quick break. Long segment coming up. Tons of time to take your calls and a lot more with George Humphrey. But yeah, don't let me forget our extended interview we're going to do about mind control, because this film's going to talk about how they program people, you know, all the different levels of programming, a left-right paradigm, you know, all of this that's going on that gets people in the dark.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to take calls at the end of the show from Nathan, Brian, Mark, Sean, Shane, and others. Tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. Before we do that, one of them is Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is a place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com, and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in their your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate on your home value online. It's a great new way to be able to monitor the value of your home, and again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sales maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is the time to take action with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. Visit their link on Infowars.com and look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love the site. It's HomeGain.com. Another one of our fine sponsors is SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite as they buy them up and put them in these huge seed vaults. And the UN is involved with that as well. So Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open-pollinated seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. Getting independent is the way to go. Plus, gardening is just great. SurvivalSeedBank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, SurvivalSeedBank.com. And lastly, and then straight to your calls, pmemory.net. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now and try to recall the show aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then that's my point. School of Phenomenal Memory, P-Memory, the letter P-Memory.net. Proven results from one lesson guaranteed. No gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you really need to know, such as names, daily information, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory attention and thinking speed. Go to PMemory.net now and read hundreds of testimonials. Download free ebooks explaining how memory really works and get 10% off by mentioning myself, Alex Jones. School of Phenomenal Memory, www.pmemory.net. Or you can click on the banner at Infowars.com. And again, it's those sponsors are all great, and they also make this radio show possible. I tell you, the time just flies when you're exposing the New World Order. Let's go back to Nathan. Okay, your issue with Georgia saying the elite claim they're atheists, they're really Luciferians. They don't want us being on the spiritual side. But he wasn't saying all atheists are with the New World Order. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with that completely, because there's this mindset that atheists don't have morals, and when you really get down to it, morals is about the healthiness of people, you know. And
yeah, but who's going to set that healthiness? You know, every time a European country votes to say we don't want to be part of the European Union, they say no, we're not letting you leave because you don't know, you're not educated, we know best. See, so there's this attitude of, you know, the elite are saying what their morals are, and if you look what their morals are, death, destruction, enslavement with a nice sugar coating. So all I'm saying is look at, and people can say, well, look how Christianity's been used for mass murder or Islam or any of this. That is, again, always these people using that for that.
Yeah, well, that's the point. It's that morality is outside of religion as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, even if you don't consider it to be outside of religion, the main thing is it's not really hard to find. You don't have to tell your kid, you know, don't stick dirt in your mouth. You know, that's part of morality too. You know, it's not very complicated in a way. It's either it's helping people or it's not helping people.
Yeah, but I mean, sir, there's all these other dimensions. The mathematics experts, the mathematicians have proven there's this very narrow spectrum that we live in, and I mean, just to say that, you know, I don't believe there's any higher power or anything greater. I mean, if you've studied where the Earth is, how it's positioned, you know, its moon is just the right size, and all these other mathematical, and they say, well, that's just because we're alive here, because we're the one spot in the universe where this, you know, one out of 50 trillion actually happened. And I mean, the numbers are greater than that. All I'm saying is, look, you could be an atheist all day long or an agnostic. And I don't blame people looking at mainline churches and, you know, becoming atheists because they're so evil. But the larger issue here is the elites really do believe in spiritual systems, and they are always attempting to get people to not look at that or to go into kind of the mainline paradigms. George, you want to talk about it?
Well, I completely agree with you, and there's 2 points. First, to our listener, I think the most important thing, as a patriot, you agree that all people in this country have the right to their own beliefs, whether they believe in God or they say they're a Christian or a Jew or a Buddhist or an atheist, and that in a republic, we should allow that and we should be able to work together. And I think you and I are together on that. Is that correct?
thing I'm not together with you on is that, you know, the gold standard. That seems to have like a religious, you know, pseudo kind of thing behind it. And when you look at it, it's, you know, if a guy shows up in town with a silver dollar and the silver dollar makes it all the way back to the guy, it doesn't really matter whether it was a silver dollar or, you know, seashells or whatever. The point
is, see, a seashell doesn't have
game.
A real inherent value.
Yeah.
Silver and gold has always, you know, has a value for industrial means and many other things.
Alex, even our air show, when you were on there, when you were the Money Masters guy, you said that you weren't necessarily down for the, you know, silver gold back.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we could have a fiat system, and I'm open for debate on that. I'm just saying to say that gold and silver don't have an inherent value, they do.
I'm not saying that either. I think they have a good long-term value.
Let me just stop you because we made a mistake during the break and quit taping. We're taping in there, aren't we? We're taping on that deck. Then it's not a crisis. Don't worry about it. Okay, sorry, sir. Go ahead.
So, yeah, they have a long-term value, and I think any system that has a financial, you know, system in it, that you should have gold and silver for long-term, but I think also it makes sense to have fiat
Nathan,
money.
I hear you. I mean, I got to move on, you know. So much of what happens is we end up arguing with each other over these side issues. And I'm not saying gay marriage isn't a side issue or abortion isn't a side issue. Or I'm saying for the elite they are. They want us fighting all day over all these issues that, you know, that aren't in the overall plan of. We have a tyrannical world government run by a bunch of murdering eugenicists. And you know, all these people I talk to, the bankers are corrupt. I agree things are getting bad, but Obama's going to fix it when he's bought and paid for by them, George.
Well, there's no question is that Obama is a perfect Trojan horse for these people. He's the most charismatic. He's the most articulate. He's just awesome. He was the perfect pick by the Illuminati to carry their water. And that just makes the game a lot more interesting. And it makes it a lot more dangerous because if Brother McCain had gotten elected, it would have been easy to pick him apart. And I agree with Alex. At this time, we need to set our priorities and we need to stay focused and we need to keep on track of what's really important because survival is what it's all about right now.
Absolutely. Let's take another call. Brian in Colorado. I got to hurry through these. We'll never get to them all. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener since 2002, also Prison Planet member, TV.
Thank you.
TV member. Hey, I've got a theory here, and I think it's credible. And if you can give me a second to, or a minute to connect the dots and put out all the dots out there. Now, we've talked, or you've talked about the 80% of the world population reduction, what they want to do. And I believe, personally, that if this is what they're going to try to do, they're going to do it through an airborne virus type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if 20% of the population was resistant to that airborne virus? Okay, you've had a doctor on your show that she stated that these airborne viruses are fairly vulnerable and they're short-lived in the air. Now, this is where I'm getting into my theory. What if those airborne viruses were to enter into the body into a toxic environment, such as a smoker's lung? Now, nicotine has been used as a pesticide for many years, and there's been this war against smokers. I mean, we got this new tax, and they're trying to get us to quit smoking for whatever reason. So, do you see where I'm going with this?
Oh, yeah, cigarettes are a magic elixir. I don't agree with you. Certainly, look, the establishment is going to carry out controlled bioattacks that are smaller to lock us down and train us that they're our saviors and going to protect us from the next bioattack.
Well, they're already doing it right now. All you have to do is look up in the air and look at the chemtrails. I mean, I was just out in California 2 weeks ago, and I was outside. The weather is exactly the same every single day. Day one, totally clear. Day two, totally clear. Day three, totally clear. Day four, the planes are spraying all over. And I look at the people, look up. The next day, clear. And the fourth day, the next fourth day, it's all tic-tac-toe, and you can see it.
And it's at like 5,000 feet on a hot day, and it's not ice crystals. It doesn't dissipate. And then there's all these universities now admitting they're doing weather modification. Sir, Sir, I'm not. They want to go after smoking because they want to put taxes on it and control it. And it sounds good to have socialism to, you know, take our rights for a good issue, a good cause. They're going to hit us with cocktails of things, sodium fluoride in the water, cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're hitting us a lot of different levels, but I appreciate your call, Brian. And no question is a bad question. I just don't think smoking is protecting us, so they don't want us smoking because they're going to do that. And a lot of studies show you actually get more airborne things in your lungs when you do smoke because it breaks them down. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, George and Alex. Great to speak with you. George, thank you also for, you know, your great heart and your great articulation of the important issues through the years. George, as Alex has so recently well documented, we have mass graves being dug for us around the country, and there are millions of plastic coffins being delivered to FEMA storage areas, which have been ordered by the Centers for Disease Control. And the federal government has prepared enough bird flu vaccinations ready and waiting to use on all of us. George, in your view, how do these activities by the federal government fit into their overall plans for the American people? And what do you see as the time when they will use their biological warfare on us all relative to their overall agenda of this country's total destruction?
Well, first of all, thank you for your kind words.
Yes, sir.
Boy, nobody knows the exact dates, but we do know that the federal government, which is not really our government, this is not a government, it is a corporation controlled by the Federal Reserve, has already been poisoning us intentionally through the vaccines, through the chemtrails, through the fluoride in our water, through the misinformation, and on and on and on and on, to weaken the people. And as Thomas Paine said, the beacon of freedom in the United States can be the beacon of freedom for the whole world, and the Illuminati do not want this. And so they are smart enough. Now, the neocons were really pushing the schedule. Now, Obama, I don't know how fast they're going to go because
they're going with the financial implosion.
They're
right
going
now.
With
they're
the financial
United States crisis.
And this situation, we are going to have massive, massive debt deflation for a much longer period of time than what we're being told, because there is no way in the world that even if they issue $20 or $25 trillion of this bailout money, can they sop up all of this debt derivative debt. And that's just the fact. And they're just putting plasma into a dead man right now trying to get this thing going. Unless they get the toxic elements out of the system, the economy cannot recover. That's just a fact. Now, when the real shinola is going to hit the fan, it's hard to tell. But right now, today, as we speak, the G20 countries are meeting, and they're planning on a world currency, a world bank, and world government. And this is not theory, as you know. I mean, it sounds like you have really, really done your homework. And the question is that we know that it's coming. All you have to do is extend the lines of what's there. The question is what can you and I and Alex and the others do to derail this train? Because we believe in something better for our families, better for our grandchildren and our children, but also for ourselves. And I guarantee you that if enough good people come together, we can derail this thing and that we can shift to a higher level of consciousness.
But the biggest issue is we have to face the horror. It's hard for people to admit we have this criminal of an elite.
Absolutely.
And that this is really happening. It's hard to believe as a parent that there are really people who want to kidnap your kids and go torture them.
Well, the mind control is just so amazing. And there is a psychological term called cognitive dissonance. And it is a very, very real psychological thing that when a person invests their time, energy, or money into a concept and then they see it's wrong, is that physically they have a very difficult time of changing courses. It's just like in the movie The Matrix when Neo goes into the construct and he realizes this is all an illusion and that this is all just, you know, it's not what it appears, and he comes out, he gets physically sick. And I remember when I first became aware of the New World Order, I became physically ill. It was that big of a shock to my system. And as Winston Churchill said, almost every man at some time in their life is knocked down by the truth. 99% of them get up, dust themselves off, and walk away like nothing has happened. 1% will really figure out what's going and do something about it. And it sounds like, my friend, that you are aware of what's going on, and you and your friends are doing something about it. And it's going to take the combined work of the people all over this country, all over this world, to say no to this insanity.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much for the call. Sean, we got to hurry here. Sean in Minnesota, go ahead.
Hey there. Good day to you, Alex and George. You guys made a profound remark about how under the globalist system of thought, they believe that they are obligated to warn the public. And I want to ask both of you guys, have you seen this comic series that's been published in the London Telegraph called Blackjack?
Yeah, Steve Watson's written a three-part series on Blackjack where the New World Order stages all the terror attacks, nukes going off to bring in world government, and they won't say where it came from. Just a major paper just publishes this in a way of letting you know, we're going to set off nukes, we're the government, and the government's going to stage the attacks.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I find it very strange that the paper does not disclose the name of the author.
No, and they do on all the other times. Guys, pull up Blackjack during the break after we show some of the visual ads for the sponsors. We'll come out with Blackjack, the comic. It's not a comic, it's just a visual thing. Martial law, too. They show you martial law going to FEMA camps.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrist, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north. Bless your song. North to Alaska, go north.
for us is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner and brother.
All right, let's try to get in as many callers as we can right now. Let's talk to Shane in Denver. Shane, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for having me. I'd like to cover real quick Stanley Myers HHO Energy. It's we can convert these cars to run off water. We're using stainless steel jars and stainless steel and mason jars.
Okay.
And this has been in application since the early 70s. There's actually a video surfing the internet.
No, I've seen it. But, I mean, do you have any comments or questions for George Humphrey?
Actually, my main concern with the G20 summit is they're producing, mass-producing Terminator seeds and providing them to third-world countries in Africa, and it's going to cause a mass starvation. On your video with the Obama deception, I know it's on Rockefeller's car. He was talking about ethanol. That's going to cause mass starvation throughout the United States as well. It's not an alternative. It's horrible. You have to harvest the organs of the plant. You're only going to get
this caller's real low. Can you guys boost him up for me? Maybe he's fine on air, but I'm having trouble hearing him. Interesting, sir. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have a caller who disagrees. They go to the head of the line. Mark in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I think you and George are doing a wonderful job. I think you have a huge hole in your intellect. You compromise way too much with people who claim to be atheists, Gnostics, and agnostics. Both of you need to buy and read a book called The Answers Book 2 from answersingenesis.org and quit the compromising. God bless you for your work, and I'm hanging up.
All right. Look, we're not compromising, but I always have a group call me up and say, you got to bash Jews, or you got to bash Catholics, you got to bash blacks, you got to bash Hindus, you got to bash this. I got a news show, and I'm here doing a news show. It's not one of these little specialty shows where people just cover one thing all day. I'm here covering world government being set up and cancer viruses in the vaccines and chemtrail spraying and giant FEMA camps being built, admittedly with plastic coffins and people in denial. And a guy called up saying that we were saying that all atheists were running the New World Order. We said, no, we're saying the elitist claim they're atheist. So, I mean, there's so much intellectual dishonesty out there or simplicity. It's like, people always email me and they say, you have a sponsor selling tasers, but you say it's wrong when the police taser people. No, I'm saying it's wrong when a pregnant lady doesn't move quick enough and they taser. Or the guy's on the ground going, don't taser me, bro. It's the misuse of it. It's like people that are anti-gun say, we got to ban all guns because people get killed with them. No, it's the misuse of the gun. I mean, I'm not against police having guns. I don't want them misusing them. I'm not against citizens having guns. I don't want them misusing them. You know, that's the whole issue, and so I get that. It's like there's no psychological differential to, you know, because the other guy thought we were saying he was part of the New World Order, and the other guy thought we were endorsing atheism, George. I mean, you can't win.
That's the price of freedom.
Sometimes. And the point is that if we do live in a truly free constitutional republic, we have to allow different points of view. And that's just the way it is. And that's a great thing. Having these discussions and these debates are great. And at the same time, as Alex says, we've got more important fish to fry. There's a bunch of folks out there who are getting ready to create a world government and try and really stuff us. And that's where I've got my attention.
Now, we're out of time. Jason Burmes will be sitting in tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then he'll be back tomorrow night, 9 to midnight. So he'll be on tonight, the Info Warrior, 9 to midnight. Be sure and join him for that. Please tell folks about Jason's show. It's getting really popular. Got quite a few stations picking it up. If stations are listening, we pick up my show and pick up the Info Warrior. Check it out, 9 to midnight central at GCN, up there on the Star Guide satellite. Details at the Info Warrior or InfoWarrior.com. George Humphrey, I want to thank you for coming in, brother.
Alex, it's so great to be here. And I'll tell you, all your friends, go and get the Obama deception right now.
I really am proud of it. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com. God bless you all. See you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.